Last week I drove the all-new Mazda CX-90. This is a large, family-based SUV that is the platform for future EV models for the brand. It also is the spearhead of a deliberate push-up market against the premium brands such as Audi, Genesis and Lexus. The CX-90 is big. To gain a perspective of its size, it's some 19 centimetres longer in the wheelbase than the CX-9. That's a lot. The CX-90 comes in three grades and with a choice of inline six-cylinder, 3.3-litre mild hybrid petrol or diesel engines. Pricing is from $74,400 through to a hefty $94,500 plus the usual costs. It is stylish, has presence, and is spacious inside. The overall ambiance is definitely premium. Seats are supportive and comfortable, driver's position is particularly good, and there is room for the family behind. The six-cylinder petrol engine provides plenty of performance, and the dynamic handling is what you would expect of a premium SUV. It will be interesting to see if buyers favour the big Mazda against the likes of a Genesis or Audi. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI-E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.